Over the past week, the eyes of the nation have focused on Ferguson, Missouri. That's where a white police officer named Darren Wilson shot and killed unarmed black teenager Michael Brown. Brown's funeral was held today. The protests after the shooting and the harsh police response to those protests sparked a national conversation about racism, class division, and police militarization. The American Civil Liberties Union is urging systemic police reform, not just in Ferguson, but across the country. Susan Herman is president of the ACLU, a post she's held since 2008. Herman told me that incidents like Ferguson don't happen in a vacuum.
It's unfortunately been the history of our country that we've had one criminal justice system for white people and another for people of color. So, I mean, I think that the beginning of change is awareness. So Ferguson is obviously an extreme tragedy, but at every level of the criminal justice system, there's a disproportionate impact on especially young men of color, starting with the racial profiling that leads to more stops and frisks of young people. They come to the attention of the police more often. Going on through who gets arrested, the ACLU did a report about a year ago on marijuana arrests that shows that if you are black, you are almost four times as likely to be arrested for the same marijuana possession offenses as if you were white. Then it goes on with you're more likely to be searched, you're more likely to have lethal force used on you. So the problem in Ferguson is not just a one-time thing that happened. It's endemic in our criminal justice system.
So Susan Herman, as I listened to you tell me those sorts of things, it's one thing to have an official written policy that says don't do that, but what I hear is that this comes from a very subconscious place.
I think that's right. I think that's right. What a lot of people want to ascribe an incident like Ferguson to is, you know, maybe there's a bad apple. You know, maybe there's someone who shouldn't be a police officer. But what we see is that there is definitely a kind of confirmation bias going on here that I think that people expect to see young black men committing crimes and come to regard them as a kind of enemy. And that leads, I think, police officers often in perfect good faith to think that they're doing the right thing by attacking a problem and attacking the enemy in that way. So I think what's needed, first of all, is a great deal of awareness that we're not talking about bad police officers or bad people. We're talking about stereotypes and unconscious biases. And then we really have to address how do you fix those?
Attorney General Eric Holder was in Ferguson over the weekend. He has sent 40 FBI agents in to investigate the shooting. But you at the ACLU want him to do a lot more than focus on the specific incident. So what specific things would you like the Attorney General to do?
Well, that's right. I think it's great that he's doing an investigation of Ferguson itself, because certainly we should find out more than we know at this point about what's going on. That in itself has been a problem, how little we know. But from there, I think the FBI, for one thing, in 2003, there were some guidelines disseminated about the use of race in federal policing. And one thing that we're asking of the Department of Justice is that they update those guidelines. And I think that if the federal government could take a lead and show the states how you account for when race is appropriate to use in policing and when it's not, and to really do a great deal of training to try to help people with their subconscious expectations.
Attorney General Holder and President Obama are both the first black men to hold the positions that they hold. What is the symbolism of this first black president, this first attorney general stepping forward to address both the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, and general policies that lead to inequally implemented justice?
I think the symbolism goes in many different ways. I mean, for one thing, incidents like Ferguson show us that we're not, in fact, in a post-racial society yet, as much as we would like to be. And having President Obama and Attorney General Holder be black men who have been very successful does not mean that we don't otherwise have a problem. I think that at many stages, both men have been really very aware of problems in a way that others might not. So I'll give you one example of something that President Obama has done in the past week that I think is very good. One of the aspects that we've seen of Ferguson that has been extremely concerning to the ACLU is the militarization of local police. I'm sure that many of your listeners will have a very vivid image in their minds of the Ferguson police leveling their weapons at mostly peaceful protesters and just dressed like they're going to war, treating the people of Ferguson as enemies in a war as opposed to just the people of Ferguson. Well, that didn't happen by accident. And interestingly enough, the ACLU had written a report in June. We published a report called "The War Comes Home," and it's about the excessive militarization of local police. Now, what happened here is that both the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security started giving leftover, you know, tanks and military weapons, etc., to local police officers, at first for the war on drugs and then for the war on terrorism, and now it's a war on protest.
This action was taken prior to the Obama administration.
That's right. But President Obama's administration has not changed the thrust of trying to give these military-grade weapons and really selling the tactics to local police. So President Obama has just said that his administration is now going to take a look at this, and they're really going to look at whether they should be continuing to give financial incentives to local police to, you know, just take all the militarization they can get without oversight, without guidelines. Not only does that create a very dangerous situation, but again, it has implications in terms of race. About 60 or even 80% of the instances where these military approaches are being used are drug cases. They're just cases to search somebody's home for drugs. So we really feel that, you know, that's an area that really needs a lot of attention.
I'm speaking with Susan Herman. She's president of the American Civil Liberties Union. Incidents like Ferguson, Missouri are one grade in a series of incidents around the country ongoing. Here in Seattle, the police department is one of many municipal departments across the country that's in a dialogue or a judicially mandated dialogue with the federal government to address issues of racially biased policing, excessive use of force. This has been done more successfully in Los Angeles, but I know there are other cities all around the country. What do you think Seattle can glean from those other municipalities and from what's happening in Ferguson?
I think what Seattle can learn from this is something that we all need to learn, which is that the problems that we have today, particularly about racism, are not about evil people and good people. They're really problems of stereotyping and unconscious bias. And when you look at all the tests that the psychologists give, none of us is immune. Our criminal justice system is so racially disproportionate from top to bottom that it's very difficult for people not to get the idea that black people commit crimes more because they're arrested more often, they're locked up more often, they're more often at the other end of the gun or the other end of the stop and frisk. But study after study shows us that the crime rates are not, in fact, different. So I think that one thing that we have to start by thinking about is that it's us, it's all of us. And yeah, it's not just bad-intentioned people. And we all have things to learn.
Susan Herman is president of the American Civil Liberties Union. Thanks for coming to Washington State, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.